Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I hope everybody's doing well, and well into the winter now. There's all kind of hunting seasons that have closed, but there's still a lot more hunting to do. Predators or those coyotes out there need to be controlled. Bobcats, a lot of hunting to do yet, and who knows, some of you may want to plan a trip for hogs down in Texas. If there were a hog hunting season in Texas, it would most definitely be right now. There's people coming from back east, all over the upper Midwest, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, coming down to Texas to hunt these pesky porkers. And gosh, I actually had one last week come out just before dark, a boar, about 140-pound boar. And I've got the back straps rubbed with sugar cure and some honey on them right now and some extra brown sugar, dark brown sugar rubbed on the meat. About another 4 or 5 days, I'll be putting that in the smoker and transforming that into some tasty ham. You know, the Dallas Safari Club convention was last week, and was it ever maybe the biggest show I've ever been to in the outdoors, a hunting show? It's billed as the best and the biggest hunting show on the planet, and it really is. If you don't know much about the Dallas Safari Club, folks, the name may be a little misleading. It's not all about safaris in Africa at all. Gosh, there was outfitters from Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, all over the United States, but there were also a good contingency of folks from Africa and all over the world. But if you've never been to that, you might want to put it on the schedule next year to be there. Just a whole lot of fun. You can learn a lot about hunting and be exposed to some people from all over the world that hunt different game than what we, you know, have opportunity to hunt here in the U.S. We had an antler rattling contest. I was a judge. Many of you probably know Ron Spomer, well-known outdoor writer and TV show host. Ron and myself and the winner of last year's Rattling Forks antler rattling contest, Robert Blackstock, the three of us were judges. And this year's winner was Mitchell Ray, very nice fellow, but he used a bunch of deer vocalizations, a snort wheeze and the grunt tube, used that in there and rubbed the rattling forks on some branches to really create a sound. It sounded like a buck was up there on the stage, I'll tell you. Of course, we three judges were in a separate, actually behind a curtain, so we couldn't see, we could only hear them. We couldn't see who was competing, which was really a good thing. That could have, you know, kind of messed up our judging if we were actually looking at them and knew who they were, but we didn't know who the individual contestants were until after the judging took place. But it was just a whole lot of fun. We had a great time. And also I did a outdoor cooking seminar. You hear me talking a lot about cooking and making ham sausage and different recipes. Well, Smoking Tech's electric smokers, I've used those things for years and years, awesome electric smokers. But they had a seminar scheduled, and they had me as a guest speaker to visit with the crowd and talk about different ways to turn that fish and game into some tasty meals. And that was a lot of fun. We had almost a packed house for that one. And as always, when a group of outdoorsmen get together, I always learn something myself. And I did in this one, some recipes and ways that other people, you know, cook and not just cook meats, but, you know, prepare fish and game. Just a whole lot of fun. You know, I want to remind everybody about the predator hunting. We're going to have a show coming up maybe in the next week or within the next couple of weeks, and we're going to devote it to predator hunting. I've got some good buddies that are expert predator hunters, professionals, and I do a good bit of it, but I'm just an amateur. But would like to get one of those guys on, and Byron South or some of those fellas that are noted predator callers, and let them give some tips to you. Folks, we are just about out of time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in every week to our little outdoor segment here and Western Swing and other things. I listen to the whole show myself, and of course I know what we're going to be saying, but I sure enjoy the music that's put on. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.